Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen. Good afternoon, radio friends. Thank you for tuning in today. We've got Brother Mike and Lori Reeves up, and they're going to be singing a song here in just a moment, When I Lay My Isaac Down, and I know it's going to be a blessing to you, and right after that, we're going to go into the message for today. Amen. When I lay my Isaac down. What a blessing. Amen. We appreciate that, Brother Mike and Miss Lori Reeves. At this time, Brother Mike's going to come around. He's going to preach for us, and he's speaking about intersections in your life. We all have intersections that we go through, and he's going to be speaking about some of those spiritual intersections and using some of the book of Acts to help you today. This will be part number one of the message.
Acts chapter number 9, verse number 1. I'm going to read several verses. I got several things to say, and I'll talk fast, and you listen fast, and let's just see what God does today. Acts chapter 9, verse 1. And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples, the Lord went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined around about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. They led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. To him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, he said, Behold, I'm here, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Arise and go to the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayeth and has seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hands on him, that he might receive his sight. And Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to the saints in Jerusalem. And here he hath authority over from the chief priest to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way, for he's a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight. And he was filled and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales. And he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. And all that heard him were amazed and said, Is not this he that destroyed them that call on this name in Jerusalem and came hither for that intent, that he might bring them bound unto the chief priest? But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwell at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. If the Lord will help me today, and I don't want to feel rushed, and I don't want you to feel in a bind, I want God to give us the liberty to get into this. But I want to talk to you for a few minutes on the intersection on the road to Damascus. You pray with me a minute. Lord, I love you. Lord Jesus, you're the best thing to ever happen to me. And I thank you for an intersection. God, a turning around spot you give me in my life. Lord, would you touch us today? Let us magnify the blessed Son of God. Lord, would you encourage your people, your children, this dear pastor? Lord, would you speak to sinners? If there's one here today that's a stranger to the grace of God, would you reach down and speak to them and draw them with cords of love? Lord, anoint me. God, give me what I need. Clothe me in the call that you've placed on my life. I'll do my best to give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. By the simplest definition, the word intersection means a place where two roads meet. There are two roads that Jesus spoke of in Matthew 7:13. He said, Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few, few there be that find it. I find it somewhat of a mystery to me that the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, God incarnate, told us in his infallible word that there are only an few, few, that are going to be able to get through this narrow gate and get into heaven. But I've been around Baptist churches long enough to realize that there's a lot of folks have the idea that when it comes down to that little metal box in a graveyard, it don't matter what kind of whoremonger you've been, or what kind of dope addict, or what kind of drunkard, or how much you run around on your wife, or your, all of, it just don't really don't matter. When it gets down to that little metal box, everybody gets to go to heaven. Can I just report to you today, everybody ain't going to heaven. Everybody ain't going. Just the ones that believe the gospel and are born again, those that repent and trust Christ are the only ones that are going to go. Scripture tells us clearly there are two roads that a man can travel. One of those roads is broad and leads to destruction. The other is narrow and leads to life. I remember, I think I told you the other night how Dr. Farley cornered me one day down at Myrtle, Mississippi, and began to talk to me about this narrow gate, this narrow road. And he said, Brother Reeves, he said, we understand that word means narrow, this straight gate. It's just a little narrow place. But he said, I don't think we understand why it's so narrow. It's not necessarily the fact that the gate is so narrow as much as it is that there are all kinds of obstacles that stand in our way to get through the gate. There's a lot of folks ain't going to get through the gate because they've got so many things that are holding them back. I see a lot of folks that if you think about that gate is so narrow that literally you're going to do well to get through that gate and still have your clothes on. That means some of y'all are going to have to put down your false profession before you ever get through the gate. Some of you are going to have to put down some piddly little job, some little 2x4 do-nothing job that you got in the church, and you're going to have to lay that aside because it's going to keep you from getting through the gate. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of obstacles that keep a lot of folks from getting through the gate. This is a broad road that leads to destruction, and before God saved me, I was a twofold child of hell, and I was full of the devil, friends. And everything that I could think of up to my eyeballs, every form of wickedness, every form of depravity, I was in it. And I was on a broad road to destruction. But what I failed to realize that on the other side of that same road, headed to the same hell, one of the most moral, religious, tender-hearted human beings on the face of the earth, My mama, the preacher's wife, drove my daddy to revival meeting all over the country, drove him to pastor churches all over this country, as sweet and kind and humble and good and moral woman as you'd ever meet. And she was as lost as Hogan's goat, and she was going to the same hell I was going to. I was just going in the reckless lane, and she was going in the religious lane. Now, let me just help you. I want to make sure you know where I stand this morning. I don't have a hyper-Calvinistic bone in my body. I believe the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. I believe God's not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. I believe Hebrews 2 said Christ tasted death for every man. And John said he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by the pure grace, grace of God, God's made a provision in the blueprint of your life that somehow, somewhere in your life, God has custom built an intersection and it's got your name on it. And God will give you opportunity one day and let you change roads, if you will. Let me give you some alliteration. I'll quit and we'll go to the house. Number one, it's a providential intersection. It's a providential intersection. The word providence means an act of providing and preparing for the future.
Well, that's all the time that we have for the broadcast today. I hate to interrupt. Please tune back in tomorrow as we continue the message. Hope you have a great day. Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.